105.1.
Joining us here in the studio is the one and only Kim Petras.
Woo! What's up? Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, thanks for performing last night at Rooftop 210 Ladies Night Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun. Yeah.
Good
Thank
crowd, right?
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
It was awesome. Kim kicked things off last night. I mean, just a great crowd. The weather held up. We were lucky, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It was raining so hard right before. So, yeah, definitely got super lucky.
By the way, I forgot to bring this up, and her sunglasses just reminded me, but it's National Sunglass Day. Like, she's ahead of the curve.
Really? Yeah. Good for you.
I'm just great. I just know things like that naturally, you know? No, JK.
It's not because she's exhausted from being up to 1:30 last night.
No, not at all. I'm celebrating Sunglass Day.
That's awesome.
Good. Yeah.
We're going to talk to Kim about her single, her album, her life, all that great stuff coming up. But, Kim, you jumped in at a really interesting time here on the MRL show. As Roy, we are discussing...
We're discussing what you should reveal by the third date.
Ooh.
So here's what this dating expert says. And by the way, we want to hear from you guys, too. So jump in on the phone. There's only five. I figure there's got to be at least 10 we need.
Right. 704-570-9595.
All right. If you're on a third date, you should know this about each other. Whether or not you have kids, whether or not you've been married, whether or not you have a health issue.
A health issue.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
Whether or not you've been to prison.
I need that on the first date, by the way.
And then your real age. That needs to be the truth by the third
real
date.
Age.
Your real age. Yes. How do you like that list?
I'm down with that. I'd kind of agree. Yeah. With like health issues, like I'm not sure like what kind of health issues like. I have a cold.
Like, do I got to tell you I got diabetes by the third day, you know? Like that's
a terminal illness, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. You know that, or maybe. If you have something that you caught with someone else kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that you're thinking?
Yeah, because after the third date, I mean, if things get serious and you're moving furniture together.
Well, nobody's going to stick around if you say, I mean.
I better know beforehand.
Like. Chris Pratt's the only guy that has a chance that you stick around for if he tells you that.
Oh, no. Bradley Cooper. There's a whole list.
You can get over that? I love it.
Let's bring in Beth from Lenore. Beth, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Hi. Hey. So add to the list. What's something that should be revealed by the third date?
If you still live at home with your parents, that would be...
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, you still live at home. You can't bring him back home to mom and dad.
So I have two older roommates who have the same last name as I do. It's the weirdest thing.
What? They're going to cook you breakfast in the morning.
It's not my parents. Thanks, Beth. Have a great day. You could also text to 704-570-9595 and tell us what needs to be on that list. So, Kim, you are L.A.? Is that...
Yeah,
you're left coast.
LA since like 6 years. Yeah.
By the way, how do you pronounce your last name? Because let me tell you, we've been promoting this event, your concert last night, and we started Googling on how, because you know we want to make sure we say Petras correctly.
Thank you guys for putting in like the hours.
But do you understand how many people mispronounce? Like, there's people in in UK.
We pulled up a YouTube video.
Right.
What Roy's going to say?
Yeah. A YouTube video, and they're like Petras, and then I'm like
Petras.
Petras, like Tetris. I don't
know.
Some
people just say, like, leave the S away and just, like, go Petra. Like, I don't... Yeah.
Cleopatra.
Yeah, no, all the there's so many variations of my name.
What do you like to be called? Kim Petra?
Petras. Yeah, Petras.
There you go. So for all the future radio shows that's going to be listening to this interview to see how we do it, Kim Petras is it.
Yes.
You know the artist who's from Barbados?
Rihanna.
How do you say it?
Rihanna.
How do you say it?
Her name is Rihanna. She calls herself Rihanna.
Really?
No, but everybody in America calls her Rihanna.
Right. No, Kim, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong, but when she says, hey, my name's Rihanna, she calls herself Rihanna, not Rihanna.
Wow.
So I just assume she wants to be called Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Don't even get me started on Camila Cabello.
She's got a hard one. Camila.
You should
Cabello.
Hear Ellen
Cabello,
say it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cabello. Cabello,
but
the two L's.
But it's spelled Camila, but she says Camila.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't know you were going to get educated today when you came in on the show.
Totally.
We've been up since 4:30, so this is what's on our mind this morning.
Damn.
You ever been to Charlotte before?
Yes, I have. I've been to the station before, like a month or two ago.
Okay, probably at night. They didn't bring you through when we were here.
Yeah, totally. Huh. Totally not. That they hid me away.
Well, I love that you came by.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited to be here. Thanks.
We are in Pride Month here.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, the thing about Charlotte, we celebrate Pride in August. It's
We're
very
special.
Different. It's special. We keep Pride going all summer long, man.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it, too.
Show her your loci.
Oh, yeah. So I just got a Pride loci, by the way. How cool
Cute.
Are these? Have you ever seen loci bracelets?
Yep.
We don't sponsor them. By any means, I had to buy this. Just I want to make sure it's clear. Like we're not endorsing.
We're not pushing our agendas.
Yeah,
on you,
we're
yeah.
not. Yeah,
but Roy ordered. He found them cheap online, so he ordered them. And instead of the Pride, what came?
The Make a Wish one,
which is basically the.
It's the same thing, but it's kind of off colored.
They're neons.
Ooh. They're neon. So, but online it looked like the Pride one. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna get loci bracelets for $8. And then it came in the mail. I'm like, what is this?
It's funny.
I mean, I like Make-A-Wish just as much as the next guy. Don't get me wrong, but I want my money to go to Pride, you know.
Kim, you're a big supporter of the whole Pride.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Have you gone to any festivals so far?
Yes, so many. I've done, like, back-to-back, like, a different city, a different Pride every single day. Like, these last few weeks have been, like, super crazy. Like, do you guys know that video of, like, Lady Gaga where she's like, another
right.
club? And that has been my life. Yeah, it's just been, like, so many, a ton of prides, a ton of clubs. Yeah, I mean, I'm transgender, so I'm part of the community.
Yeah.
I've been going to prides, like, my whole life. Been getting really drunk at prides with my friends in Germany. Had, like, the funnest time. So I love pride season. It's the best.
You know, I haven't really got to experience a lot of prides because I'm trying to think back in my hometown. I'm from, like, the Blue Ridge Mountains up in Virginia. I don't think we had a big Pride festival there.
You going to that Pride festival?
I
don't know. They got Bud?
I don't think it's a big thing there. So
the,
like,
closest one is where?
Probably Greensboro. Like, if you want to talk about a big one, yeah, Greensboro. So, like, I've only experienced Charlotte Pride, and I need to experience more. I need to do what I need to. So our producer, Nicole, she goes on Pride trips every year. Me and my boyfriend should join you, and we should make that like a ritual.
Kim, what's the most fun one that you've been to this year?
Well, probably L.A. Yeah, L.A. was amazing. Like, the stage looked, like, amazing. The view was beautiful. And all my friends were there. It was like, yeah, I had to leave, like, right after, but still it was so much fun. Even though the audio, like, cut out and things went wrong, but it was so much, so much fun. Yeah, but they're all fun. They're all yeah. super fun. Like, you always get there, and it's like they're having so much fun.
So
they're partying so hard.
The audio cut out while you were singing?
Oh.
Is that happened to you? Like, the audio cut
yeah.
while you were singing? Like, how do you handle that? Do you just make jokes?
No, it's totally, yeah. I hurt myself on the monitor, so I could hear the track and myself. On the monitors, but the crowd couldn't hear anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then this, like, stylist dude, like, Brad Goreski, who I just like, met, was, like, doing this and, like,
right.
pointing and stuff. And I was, like, it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, my outfit
pants
wrong.
Down, what happened?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's
so I just
funny.
Thought I had, like, a wardrobe malfunction at first. And I just kept going. It was, like, great. Yeah, and then I realized what happened, and they like, it took a minute for it to get fixed, and so I just, like, sang the song a cappella.
Oh,
and then I, like, I had the crowd, you know, like, after
yeah.
singing a cappella, they're just like, okay, she's really trying and really doing it. And
anytime I'm
yeah.
on stage, I mess up. We were hosting a talent show, and this girl was dancing part of her talent, and there was a pause, and I thought she was done. So I get up, and I'm like, everybody, big round of applause for whatever her name was.
And it was just a lull in the music.
Yeah, the music kicked back up, and she started dancing.
Exit stage right.
So I'm just standing up there with a girl, and she's like, probably embarrassed that I've just done this.
You just ruined her life.
I know.
She lost
up.
Points because of that.
Yeah. So yeah.
Kim Petras in the studio with the MRL show. Heart to Break is the single.
Yes.
That's awesome. No,
yeah.
it is. I mean, it's awesome when you are so young and you have this ability to write a hit song that takes you on the road to tour. And
I mean, thanks for saying that. Yeah, no, I've been songwriting my whole life. Been really obsessed with it since I was like 12. You know, it's been like a long way to get to the point where, you know, I could even, like, you know, think of, like, getting my song played on the radio ever. Like, I'm so, like, excited about this. And it's my first time ever being on the radio, having, you know, a big single. And, yeah, it's been hundreds and hundreds of songs to get to that point. So it just feels, like, amazing. And, yeah, songwriting is, like, my big passion. I get up in the morning and think about song titles and do so many voice memos. It's just like always on my brain writing new songs. And yeah.
What's in your head right now? I always love asking artists like
food.
What?
Yeah.
No. I love that. That's good.
Awesome song about speaking
musically. Yeah. You have a lyric in your head right now, or a beat or something that like.
Well, I'm really, you know, I'm still like on the nostalgia tip right now. I love nostalgia. I love like John Hughes movies.
Nice.
You know, writing stuff about that. I'm always like, I love heartbreak songs.
Don't you forget about me.
Yeah.
What's next for you at this point? Like, where are we going to see you next? Are you working on more music? Are we going to see you in film or TV? What's your passion outside of what you're doing right now?
Yes. I mean, I'm writing so many new songs. Like, I'm always just in the studio writing, but I'm going on the Bloom tour with Troye Sivan in September. So that's going to be super exciting. And my first like real tour ever. I have an album ready. I don't know when we're going to drop it, but I definitely can't wait to drop it. More singles coming. I'm just like dropping singles all the time, and just hustling and having so much fun doing it. Yeah.
Can we go back on something real quick? Then we'll let you get out of the studio, but I think it's really important. And it's interesting to me because you said you started writing at 12 years old.
Yeah.
You've also...
I really sucked also at 12 years old. Like, the songs were so bad. They were just, like, about, like, my crush in school didn't like me. And, yeah.
But...
really dramatic.
At the same time, were you going through your transgender change?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
totally.
A lot. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're trying to cultivate your career. And then at the same time, you're doing that and... Do a lot of people know about that? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Because yeah,
I think
for sure.
I really want to get the transgender issue out there because I think we do a great job of talking about lesbian and gays and we're there now, bisexual. But yeah. I'm not so sure if we all feel the same and get the same response about the transgender community.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so important to talk about it. I think there's, you know, so much more talk about it than there used to be, which is really great. It's tough being transgender, especially as a kid. I knew, like, since I was, like, basically born, I was always just, like, behaving as a girl. And then at, like, 5, 6, I, you know, told my parents, I was like, I want to live as a girl. And I was really, really sad. And, it's just a really, like, sad thing because you just, like, can't identify with your body and just, like, hate yourself all the time. Yeah. So that was tough. And then we like went to doctors and they were like, your kid is crazy. Like, just like shave kid's hair off and let it go to school as a boy. And like, that didn't change things, you know, like wearing boy clothes. Yeah. But eventually, you know, I found like doctors who would, you know, treat me really early. And I started like transitioning at 12 and, was like done with the whole thing at like 16. So it was really like my teen years. But yeah, I think I had a pretty, you know, normal childhood and teenage like life still. And and I was always, you know, a kind of a loner. I was always just like at home writing songs anyways. So I definitely got bullied for it in school. Like, people thought it was weird. I was doing documentaries about it because I always felt very, very lucky to have supportive parents. And my parents were like, okay, you need to help other kids that don't have supportive parents, because the suicide rate is super, super high. And most kids like kill themselves before they ever get to transition, because their parents won't support them, and their parents, you know, will tell them, or, you know, they'll be homeless and their parents will kick them out. So it's like definitely a thing where, like, I think mostly educating parents is really important, you know, and this is what you can do if you have a transgender kid.
Wow. A lot of kids looking up to you, and we really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you guys for letting me share it.
Everybody go check out the new single, Heart to Break. Kim Petras, of course, you can find her on Instagram, Twitter. Are you still doing Snap?
I'm doing.
You're still woke
to
that?
They have the best filters for
sure.
They
do. Like, I can't figure it out. It makes me sound old, but like, Instagram is so much easier for me to handle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Instagram now has like all the features that Snapchat has. Yeah,
right. They just took it.
But I haven't seen the dog thing.
No, the dog thing's on Insta.
The dog's on Insta.
The dog is on Insta.
It's not as good as the Snapchat.
Okay, I was about to say.
Snapchat wins on the filters. Yeah,
Kim Petras.
I always like do snaps and then I post them on Insta.
Yeah,
yeah. So.
Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for playing last night, too. An amazing show. Girls' Night Out at Rooftop 210. Rita Ora just dropped by a little while ago.
Yeah, it was lit.
Madison Beer.
Yeah, they're so sweet. Both of them are just, like, super sweeties. So I had so much fun. And thank you guys so much for having me.
There you go. Kim Petras, everyone. Thank you so much. WNKS.